Pleasure, my friend. Good morning to you, 831. Happy to do this again. Dutch of Scotty Executive Mark Molinaro is on the telephone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing? What's up?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So, that's some pretty good news. We had the J&J vaccine. Now, how does that factor in, Mark, with the amount that we're going to get in Dutchess? What's up with that?
Sure. So, we've been pushing on this for weeks. You know that. The federal government's increased the amount of doses coming to the states, and the state has agreed to a substantial increase in doses to the county health department this week. It's about a 400% increase in total doses over the last several weeks. So we'll be administering about 6,000 doses. And on top of that, so that's Pfizer and Moderna, 6,000 Pfizer and Moderna doses. On top of that, we're receiving our first allotment of the Johnson & Johnson dose. That's another 800. So, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I think, folks understand it's a single dose. It's a more traditional kind of vaccine, although it's not the same as the flu shot. And for those who have some concern, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is about 60% effective overall, which is, by the way, very good for any vaccine. But it's about an 85% to 90% effective rate for severe cases. So, this shot will likely keep you or keep one from getting a more severe case of COVID.
How many do we are they in Dutchess now?
Yes, in fact, they were dropped off on our porch yesterday. Which is a little bit of the problem, and we do need better coordination. And listen, if we were to roll back time, you would have better coordination from the federal government, better coordination from the state government, and then you'd empower your local governments with some degree of latitude to get the job done. But that said, they're here. We received a large supply of the Pfizer shots earlier in the week, and the Johnson & Johnson doses were delivered. Now 2 days ago. So we're working with CareMount and Premier Medical Groups. Those are our largest healthcare networks. Only because we didn't have a long runway, if you will, to prepare for getting the Johnson & Johnson shots out. So by working with them and a couple other of our partners, we're identifying homebound seniors and those who are medically frail, severe or significant vulnerabilities. And those healthcare providers are going to be working from their patient list and the county's vaccine list, our wait list, to start getting shots in arms of seniors who are homebound and those who might have some significant vulnerabilities.
Nice. Now, you got a pop-up at Marist, correct?
Yeah, so it is full. That is the state of New York's pop-up. But, again, working with Westchester Medical and cooperating with the county health department, the state has launched this 7-day pop-up. It's at Marist. It is full. The appointments that they run through their system, those appointments were actually full even before the governor tweeted about it.
Oh,
so
boy.
This just tells you something. But they're full. But don't be worried, because we do expect that this clinic will come back. So it's we kind of refer to it as the traveling circus. They come in, they put up their tents, they kind of move you through. They're going to do 7 days, and then they go to another location around the region and then come back through. At the same time, though, we're encouraging people, please sign up at DutchessNY.gov to our vaccine information wait list. It's important, because as doses increase, that's the list that doctors are going to pull from. It's the list that we're going to pull from in order to get appointments scheduled. So you don't have to worry about going to your computer and pushing the button, except in the state's case. But for our clinics, if you're on our list, as we begin to do more outreach and have more doses, we're going to pull your name from that list and inform you. We're doing, as I said, 6,000 shots this week. So we're making better progress. We want more. Dutchess County feels we can do about 10,000 a week through our own system. Keeping in mind, for Moderna and Pfizer, if we're doing 10,000 first doses, that means in 4 weeks we're doing another 10,000 second doses. So whatever we plan for today, we have to be prepared to do double in 3 weeks. So at that point we'll be doing 20,000 doses, right? So that said, that's where we are. The other is, Bob, I do want residents, when you're on that list, keep in mind, as we get more Johnson & Johnson doses, we're going to be having pop-up clinics. Within the next 7 days, we plan to have one in the town of East Fishkill. Following that, we'll be in the city of Beacon. And then after that, we'll be either in the Pine Plains, Millerton area. So sign up, get your name on that list, and when we have a local pop-up, we're going to be pulling randomly from those communities so that we can get the clinics closer to closer to you. When I say those communities, it'll be Southern Dutchess. It'll be Northern Dutchess. It'll be several towns and villages that we pull from.
I finally got registered, so that's good news. I'm just waiting.
Great. I mean, are you a senior citizen or you don't qualify yet?
No, actually, sadly, I do qualify. But I mean, Brookmead in Rhinebeck, right? That's another one.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. See, we're doing a partnership with Rite Aid and Brookmead, and we've assisted Office for the Aging, and others have pulling names and making calls, by the way. If there are seniors who are on our call list, meaning they don't have online access or they may be homebound, we're actually making calls directly to them. And I think we're doing about 800 or 900 at Brookmead in Rhinebeck. You're right. So we actually are in Rhinebeck next week. We're going to be in East Fishkill and then Beacon and then as I said, back up to Millerton or the Pine Plains area.
Good. So that looks like 13% of Dutchess residents have received a first dose.
Absolutely. It's a little bit below the state average. The state's at 15%. There are those who are lower than us, so we're close. But all of this outreach is meant to get get shots in arms. So, we're about 13% of Dutchess population has received their first dose.
Excellent.
Which is a really, really positive step.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro was on the telephone. The telephone number you have with any questions is 845-486-3555. Let's, some good, I guess it's good news for wedding venues. I don't know how they're going to make any money at 25% capacity, but at least they are going to be opening up. I think it's on the 15th of this month, right, Mark?
March the 15th, wedding venues can begin to open. There are certain capacity limits. You can have, I think, up to 150 people. So at the very least, with some degree of work, you can get that, you know, that those numbers in. And by the way, the overall mass gatherings, if you will, are going to be growing in April. I think outdoors to 200. So, you know, we're starting to see the state, let up on some of these powers. Wedding venues, though, you all have to be tested, and the venue or the wedding planner has to be in charge of just being sure that everyone attests that they've tested negative. There are other rules. The only thing we care about is to keep the capacity within the state limits, and make sure that you take every effort to test. And you know, like anything else, if you're not feeling well, just don't go.
No, that's true. That's true. I think I saw something there that the first part of April, entertainment venues, would that include Bardavon, things of that nature?
It will. So any arts, recreation or event venue can open. You remember, Splashdown can open, indoor, outdoor theater productions can open. Again, the state has some limits in place, but they can all begin. And as they choose to do that, obviously we're going to be there to help them. But it's a reasonable return to some amount of normalcy.
Well, that's good. Got to start somewhere. Nursing home visitation, you can do that at a limited capacity too. Correct, Mark?
Correct. So it's up to the nursing homes themselves to monitor the numbers. We are in a low to moderate range, so there isn't currently any testing requirement, but there's low capacity. It's best that, nursing homes may choose to ask if you've been tested. They certainly can test as well if they want. The state's made available rapid testing. But lower capacity, but still the ability now, finally, after all these months, to reconnect some families. It's going to be sluggish, certainly, and people are very sensitive, obviously, to the vulnerabilities, but we can't have our loved ones living in isolation like this ever again. So, our nursing home visitation restarting.
May 10th, Renegades' first home game. This is long season A-ball now. Now we're talking here. They got a long season A-ball, so that's good news. They did away entirely with the short season A-ball, didn't they? And I think they just eliminated that whole division.
Yeah, that whole division has been gone.
Yeah.
And we thought we were going to lose a team, but we are. The Hudson Valley Renegades, the New York Yankees affiliate, begins playing in May. We'll have fans in the stands. A little bit of be prepared for some restrictions, but we're going to get baseball going, and folks are going to be able to enjoy that. And I think as we get into the summer months, so you'll see expanded capacity again. So we're very excited about that. And, as I've said, this Mets fan is happy to welcome the New York Yankees as part of the Hudson Valley.
Exactly, sir, yeah. Still got to send you the Cubs mug, but I will. Now, anyway, here's the deal. One more question off the wall, but I got to ask it anyway. It's March, but before you know it, it's going to be August. Any word on the Dutchess County Fairgrounds? What's going on?
Yeah, look for some interesting activities. In fact, between now and then, they'll be announcing some car-related projects at the fairgrounds. I believe that we will have a fair.
Oh, good.
I believe that there will be a fair this year. It will obviously have some, you know, some changes to it, but okay. I believe there will be a county fair, and I mean, you'll see them all across the state.
Well, that's good. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, thank you, man, for your time. Appreciate that. We'll do it again next week, all righty?
You bet, Bob. Be safe. Thank you.
You got it, man.